since this week is Sarba Teves, usually say Shmuz and Sarba Teves, but it's Erev Shabbos, it's a little bit hard to find a good time to say Shmuz. Exactly. Like, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, that's, most people are not going to be coming early for Shabbos for Shmuz. It's very common to Katainis. The Abu Dram says it falls out on Erev Shabbos, and generally we refrain from having Tanais and fall out on Erev Shabbos. He says it's such a chumrah that the Rabbi John writes that even if it fell out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. That's how chumrah the tainus of a Sarba Teves is. That's such a chumrah the tainus in our minds, because basically it means skipping lunch, because it's such a short tainus. You get up early in the morning. I mean, I don't get up early. I can get up at a regular time and have breakfast. You know, eat something before you get up, and then you skip lunch, and then you have the suda. What's the grace of ice? It's a very common tainus. Common tainus because it was the beginning of the galus. So just, you know, a little bit of try to think about that, and maybe try to apply it to us. In general, the ikur of tanaisim is tshuva. Is the person between spine and to. The fasting isn't our challenge as much as our challenge is the tshuva element. The Dal Tanaisim were nikvah, which is a monim of tshuva and klai, so we need to do tshuva. Just looking ahead, and then after Shabbat starts the tkufa of Shabbat, which is this man which is sugo and klai, so for tshuva in specific areas, but it's this man which is sugo for tshuva. And Kadak, of course, was this man of tshuva. And then Rosh Chodesh is this man of tshuva. There's always time for tshuva. It's a good thing to do tshuva. Right? There's different tikkufas in the history of Klai. So there's the tikkuf of Hester Panim and the tikkuf of Horus Panim. And we daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Ho'epanecha v'yivasheya, that we're going to have his man of Horus Panim, and that will cause the Yeshua for Klai Yisrael. When Kodesh Baruch Hu is begolui, so that's the Yeshua. When Kodesh Baruch Hu is behester, so the Bereshim, as it were, seemingly leaves us up to the Mikra and the Klai Yisrael. We said the Mikra Klai Yisrael is not one of the Ayin Umas. Klai Yisrael does not fit in this world. Klai Yisrael doesn't have a Mokim. Where a certain sense we are, morale says that if you look at the bracha of Allah Tzadikim, Allah Chassidim, Balzikim, Chomechizom, Petasov, Rem, Algeri, Tzedek, Vileinu. So, I mean, Aleinu is Klai Yisrael, which, what does Geri Tzedek have to do with anything? Like, you know, it's like, you're talking about the leaders of Klai Yisrael, the Tzadikim, the Chassidim, the Seifrim, Klai Yisrael, and the Geri Tzedek. So he says, but because the neshama in this world is a ger. The neshama doesn't really have a real makam in this world. The neshama is a ger in this world. So the tzaddikim, the chassidim, the Klai Yisrael, Betzin doesn't really have a makam in this world. We don't really have a makam. That was really the original range between Esav and Yaakov, is that Yaakov gets Elam Haba, which means he doesn't really have a makam in this world. And that was Esav's taina. So Yaakov says, no, I use Elam Haz as a chetim of Elam Haba, so it's not a steer. There's such a musig of that if you take a kli on Shabbos and you put something inside of the kli, so you're not chayav for the kli, you're just chayav for the item in the kli, because the kli is a hechatimsa for the item inside, and therefore if what's inside is a chayav nurse says that's on the marshal, there's no chayav for the what's inside, so you're not chayav for the kli holding it either. So if a person in a chair. Take a person in the mitzvah and carry the person outside. So the person, if he's able to walk, is kind of says atzim. So he's putter on the person. He's putter on the mitzvah because the mitzvah is tofel to the person. Right. So the definition of the function is the concept of ikur and tofel. So we have musik ikur and tofel. If we use elam hazah, echadim to elam haba, we have a right to elam hazah. If we don't, chayzer doesn't belong. So in the matter of Hester Ponim, the Rishon says, "I'm not, you know, the relationship is not the way it's supposed to be." So Klai Yisrael Taka is in a difficult situation. Klai Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim, and it's a time of terrible Hester Ponim. You know, we try in our mind to understand how Klai Yisrael was able to, you know, understand this, that they know their history, they know there's an Avraham, there's a Yitzchak, there's a Yaakov, there's Haftachis. And they see themselves as slaves. They see themselves being killed. The children being taken away. I mean, we try to understand what they were living through. And then there's a zman of Horus Ponim. Gilui, the Bereshit is Megal himself. There's the Ten Makas, the Yitzchak Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael. It came so many suragel to the musig of the Horus Ponim, of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yirmiyahu says there's going to be a Kurban, they say it's not Shaykh. It's not impossible that the Bereshit will leave the bias that where he's Megal himself to the Briyah. It's impossible. Can't be. There's no such other type of adhaga of a hester upon him. It doesn't exist. And even when Bavel comes and besieges Yerushalayim, they say it can't be. They're not typhus it. There's such a Messias. That the relationship which has deteriorated to the point that Bereshit is ready to take away his Oris Panim. And that's what happens. They go to Golis, and even the Gula of the Bayis Sheni, the Gula is through the Maisa of Esther, which is it's a Maisa of Hester Panim. Esther's Merubas on the Torah, and Nochia has the Hester Esther. That she's going to come, there's going to be an Haga of Hester Panim, which you can figure out that's a Kodesh Baruch. But that's how you rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. So in the Bayis Sheni, the Morning Yuma says there's five things missing. There's no Urim Tumim anymore. There's no Shechina. There's a whole element of Bayis Sheni is a Mokum of Klai. So was Zecha they have a Vayda, but the Oris Panim is missing. The Matzav of Golus that we live in means, and that's why we're Shaykh and Bayis Sheni a Musig of Golus Yavin. What's that? Golus Yavin. What is Golus Yavin? Golus Yavin is a tremendous Kiddush. We are physically in Eretz Yisrael, we're in Golus. Right? We understand Golus Bavel, there's a Golus Mitzrayim. You're in exile. You're in exile in Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean you're in exile in Eretz Yisrael? Yes, you can be in Eretz Yisrael and be in Golus. Because it's a matzah of Hester Panim. And the Avodah of Klai Yisrael is from that vantage point to figure out what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the matzah of all the to this day. It's, you know, just they say over Maisa of the Motel Pogromansky, Zichel Bracha, that, you know, when he was in the Kovno Ghetto, so the matzah obviously was very difficult. The German soldiers were there. At any given moment, they wouldn't know what's going to be next. And somebody asked, you know, the motto, he walked around, you know, in his world, you know, the world of. Somebody asked him, says, motto, what do you see? He says, I see Psukim of Tanakh. I don't see German soldiers. I don't see Nazis. I see Psukim of Tanakh. I see Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us. That our avodah is that a Bereshit should talk to us. And we should find a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Hester Panim, where it's not obvious, it's not easy, it doesn't make any sense. And the why, and there's all the different excuses, and there's all the different kashbarnas. No, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says at the end of Saita, that the Ikus of the Mashiach, we're going to get to a point where Klaisel will get to a point, we have nothing to rely on but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a bracha. You know, but that the Klai Yisrael gets to the point where they recognize that that Klai Yisrael's Yeshua is from a Kadosh Baruch and from nothing else. Because that's what that itself will be the secret for the Gula. Right? So they're in Golus, the Golus Bavel, and then there's a Psemaisa, Haman, and Haman has a Xer against Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael recognizes that's it. It's all over. It's a Kadosh Baruch, Shuva. Sometimes a person, we talk on an individual level. Sometimes you talk on a level of the tzibur, Klai Yisrael. I want to share with you. Just, you know, lots to think about lately. Maybe I read the newspaper too much. I don't know. I've mentioned to you before already, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lei Melachim Sar B'yad Hashem, that when a person is zeichet to become a sar or a melech, so some element of his bechira is limited. There's the individual person, the person uses his bechira, person uses bechira to be able to impact toiv or mutav. But as a melech or as a sar, he has a role to play in the Rosham's cheshbonos for the bria in a very significant way. So therefore, that it's what's happening is not the melech or the sar; it's a kodesh baruch hu. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't have bechira. It doesn't mean he doesn't get punished as bechira. And if they're brennan in Gehenna, and if that makes it feel feeling better, it's good. So he's in brennan Gehenna, but who cares? Whether he's going to burn a Gehenna or not. But what's the message to us? The Bereshit is talking to us. The Bereshit is talking to us. I don't know, Baruch Hashem, most of you guys are not following this, you know, and the Cheshbonos of what's going to be in the future, you know, what's going to be in the Matzav and Eretz Yisrael. I have no way to predict what's going to be. You know, if anybody would have predicted 5 years ago that this is what we're going to need 5 years later in the Middle East, in Eretz Yisrael, we thought you'd have to be an idiot. That Saudi Arabia and Israel are going to become allies. You know, I mean, like, right, you know, like, you know, against Iran, when America's going to support Iran against Israel, right? And the Prime Minister of Great Britain, of England, is going to get up and say that we're going to enforce this agreement, and nobody can stop us, even Israel. Like, he's going to say publicly that, you know, don't you dare, Israel, try and save your life from Iran. Okay, you know, that's where the world is at. That's where the world is at. Well, who's talking? This is the Prime Minister of England. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's talking. Kadosh Baruch Hu's talking. He says, you thought that America is going to be your support. Right? That's your mitzvah. That was your chaloyim, that America will take care of you. America will not take care of you. America couldn't care less about you. America, if you look at the, I mean, anybody has a little bit of seichel realizes that it's a pelah gazach. You know, why did the President of the United States of America step back from his red line against Syria? It's very simple. Because he wanted to make a deal with Iran. And Syria is being supported by Iran. Now, we don't understand that Peshat's Meisah, because he didn't tell anybody he's making a deal with Iran. But here he is. One political commentator said a very nice, very good understanding of the situation. He says, I think he's wrong. He said, you know, but in Geneva, everybody got what they wanted. Iranians got nuclear weapons, and America got an agreement. America wanted an agreement, they got an agreement. They wanted to accomplish, they got an agreement. They got an agreement. And Iran got what they wanted. Everybody got what they wanted. He's happy. The president has no complaints. He's very happy. He's wrong. If you look at the foreign policy of United States of America, whether the president, that's his kavanah or not, the message is to stop Eretz Yisrael from taking care of himself. That was really the purpose of their foreign policy. He's discredited IPAC. He's put J Street in position. He's made that. I mean, Ani Mamon Ben Munah Shleima. You know, there's a big. They're planning for next year to have this big push about removing any nuclear weapons from the Middle East. Don't you be surprised if the President of America, who's privy to the secrets of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael with their nuclear program, will reveal the whole thing to the country, to the whole world. I mean, but he'll do that because he's against Israel. You understand? He's against Eretz Yisrael, but it's on him. And whether he'll burn again, I really couldn't care less. You know, he's not that important to me. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's talking. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking. He's talking in a tremendously powerful way, right? You know, good. So we have the power of the, you know, of the hindsight of 1938 to look back and look, you know. But you didn't need too much seichel to figure out 1938 either. Just nobody wanted to figure it out. That Kleist was in a tremendously challenging matzav. Now, Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael are two different things. You know, you have a Medina which is, while this is all happening, they're busy. Their goal right now is, their real issue they need to grapple is with what to do with the Haredim. Like, that's the real issue that they're grappling with. But, again, because what's the message? The Bereshit's talking. It's the Bereshit talking. It's not Netanyahu. It's not Lapid. It's the Bereshit talking. We're taking it easy. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, we figure what we are supposed to be doing. When the terrorist attacks took place on the Twin Towers, so shortly after there came out, there was a lot of different drushes. Rabbi Weinreb spoke over here about, you know, all of a sudden all the chazals which unearthed the terrible elements of the relationship of Yishmael and Klal Yisrael, like till now it's always Edom against Klal Yisrael. Also all the midrashes about Yishmael and Klal Yisrael were unearthed. It's fascinating to see that, and they weren't so far away. It was a prickly blazer, but it wasn't like it was, you know. But everybody thought they had it right. Okay, it's going to be it's Al Qaeda, it's Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, they're the sponsors of Al Qaeda. The fascinating Morale says in Ner Mitzvah, he wants to know why the Yishmael isn't included in the Dalet Golias. So he says one teretz. The second teretz he says is because it's Nichal and Paras. He says that Yishmael is Nichal and the Golias of Paras. So we thought we all had it all worked out. You know, we had it all worked out. It's going to be Saudi Arabia, which didn't fit. You know, you think the morale was wrong. Ha ha. Morale wins at the end, you know. You hear some of the chazals, plus your hair stands on end. Pritzker Belozer says, Perek Lamed, so the Bereshit only put his name at two umos. The name Kael is found in Yisrael and in Yishmael. He says, the Pasuk says, Bilam has a nevuah. The last nevuah of Bilam he has is nevuah, where he tells what's going to happen, Machris HaYomim. And he says, Oi, mi yichya mi sumai Kael. Who's going to live from that placing of Kael? So that's referring to Yishmael. The Bereshit put his name on Yishmael. It means Yishmael has tremendous power which no other Ummah has. And mi yichya mi sumai Kael. Who's going to be able to survive? Who's going to live from that moment the Bereshit put his name on Yishmael? There's a picture of Lozer, Perek Lama Beis. Says, why was it called Yishmael? Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmael, because Nakas Ha'om Mimasha Sidim Bnei Yisrael Bnei Yishmael Lasis. The person is going to hear the screams of the corpses of Klal Yisrael. What Yishmael is going to do to them? That's what they call Yishmael. Yishma Kel V'yanim. It's a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bereshit should listen. The Bereshit should hear our tefillahs and respond to us. There's a Ben Abachai. This is a very nice sefer which came out shortly after. You know, had a lot of these Marmar Karmas. So I stole most of them from there. The Ben Abachai says that Ben Abachya. Pasuk says the Bereshit will take all of the klolos and put them al oyevecha al shenecha asher defucha, and your oyevim and your sonim which are going to chase you. So he says sonim is referring to Esav and the oyev is referring to Yishmael. The oyev is referring to Yishmael because an oyev is worse than a sonim. I mean, Yishmael is worse than Adam. Now, if you look what Adam did to us, What's Yishmael going to do to us? is Rabbi Chaim Ital says Shir Malus LeDavid Kapitel Kuchav Dalad. Lulei Hashem Shahayu Lanu Yemer No Yisrael. Klaus is going to say No, going to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu when we not exist. Lulei Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Lulei Hashem Shahayu Lanu Bekum Aleinu Adam. It says it again. We're not Kadosh Baruch Hu was with us when the Adam comes against us. So the Ben Chaim Ital says that's referring to Yishmael, because Yishmael is referred to as Pera Adam. All of the other all of the Goliaths are Nimshol in the Marav, the Niel that he talks sees the Marav, the Dal Goliaths. They're all compared to Chayers, the animals. But Yishmael is called the Pera Adam. So there's one Makosh, Lulei Hashem Shayolano Yermano Yisrael. That's talking about the Dal Goliaths. Lulei Hashem Shayolano Bekum Aleinu Adam. They would swallow us alive. He says, because the other ummas, their goal is to change Klaisel, that Klaisel should join them. That's their eker goal. He says, but Yishmael's goal is posture to destroy us. Period. So they ask the Kasha, what's up with Hitler? So one of the truths is the person who actually, one of the main motivators of Hitler to do what he asked him to do what he did, not that he needed too much of motivation, was the Grand Mufti. Right? The Grand Mufti spent the war in Berlin. And he was the one who kept pushing Hitler, the Grand Mufti, Yimach Shemoy, and Hitler, Yimach Shemoy. Azach Chaim Lu'unu Bacharaz HaPambonu. Azai Maim Shetafunu, Nach Lo'Avral Nafshenu, Azai Ravar Nafshenu, Hamayim Azedunim. Baruch Hashem, Asher Lishinihem. The person did not allow us to be eaten by them. Azreinu B'Shem Hashem, Asher Shemayim Boretz. The point is Azreinu B'Shem Hashem. That's the goal. That's the recognition Christ has to come to recognize. It's not America. America will not help you. America will not raise a finger for you. America couldn't care less. They want you to fall. The government, it's a mind-boggling thing. The government, which is in place right now, it's mind-boggling. You know, so the Secretary of State of America has basically got up and said, tell the Palestinians to make an intifada. Because it's a Jew's fault. He said it. That's our Secretary of State, who supposedly is a supporter of Israel. Now, and then you talk about the Secretary of Defense, is Chuck Hagel, which is pro-Palestinian. And what about the head of the CIA, which is Chuck Brennan, is also anti-Israel. Well, the Congress will stop them. Well, the Congress, what Congress? The President has effectively, the last 5 years, destroyed the power of Congress. What Congress is going to stop it? The filibuster, there's no filibuster anymore. That doesn't exist anymore. And remember, Harry Reid was the guy who got up and said in 2005 that to remove filibuster is the changing the checks and balances of the government. He said it. And now he did it. There's no checks and balances of the government anymore. The only checks and balances is maybe is the court system, which the first set layer of court system, of course, goes to the second district court, which has three openings, which are now going to be filled with three pro Obama judges. That's exactly what the purpose of the whole thing was. So who's going to stop him? You have a president who doesn't want Israel to succeed. He's that's his foreign policy, to make sure that Israel doesn't succeed. So Azreinu B'Shem Hashem, Asher Shemayim Boretz. We need to start realizing that the situation is not poshut. So that means, you know, we'll say Kapitel Tillim, and afterwards we'll say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Nasunim Torah B'Shivya. We'll say it with a lot of kavana, and we'll continue on our own merry way and go to sleep. Am I telling you that you shouldn't sleep tonight because what's going to be tomorrow? I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you that, you know, that this, we're staring at you know, it's like Niran Kaser. He's staring at watching Rome burning down, and he's playing on his violin. That's what we look like. The Baruch Hashem is sending a message. Like, it's not the president. Bereshit has maneuvered the United States of America into this world of where it is as a message to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that the Peronius doesn't come to the world out of Bishvi Yisrael. Every Peronius which happens in the world, including the Peronius of the change of America, that's also a form of Peronius as far as I'm concerned. And ask any conservative, will tell you the same thing. Right? It's a Peronius. Bishvi Yisrael. Why did it happen? Because to be able to maneuver Klal Yisrael into the situation, the Klal Yisrael needs to get a message. So, you know, we have Reb Tavis, and we have the beginning of this tekufa of Hester Ponim. This tekufa where the Russian says, okay, and your goal is to find me in the Hester Ponim. They say one of the Maisa, I think it was Reb Nachum Mendel from Batipsk. He says that, you know, he once came across a child. The child was sitting there, was crying. He says, well, why are you crying? He says, we're playing a game of hide and seek. And he went to hide, and then everybody decided to play a trick on him, and nobody came to seek him. So, like, that was pretty, like, deflating, right? So he said, and isn't that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's emotion? Baruch Hu played a game of hide and seek. He hid himself. We should seek him. And we're not seeking him. That's us. I used to have the comment about reading the newspaper. Again, I was not a big fan of reading the newspaper when I was a bocher, working a man. I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I told someone because I don't know how to read it. I don't know what the message is. Just something, you know, the information what's happening. Like, you know, so I'll look like I'm intelligent. Like, that's the purpose. Read the newspaper. What's the message? Rashiva said you have to read the newspaper. You have to listen to, you know. At least you have to be aware of what's going on. So it was Xerxes. Rashiva said, you know, he said, turn on the news at the top of the hour, listen for the first 2 minutes, and turn it off. Nowadays, you can't even do that. It's possible also to hear sometimes what they say. So somebody told me, I understand. Rabbi Chanan said that it's quote from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said that a person has to read the newspaper every single day and write letters to the editor. I said, that's right. But you look at the rest of the next part of the piece, Rabbi Chanan also says you finish shots every year. He says, every bacher has a key to finish shas every year, to read the newspaper and to write letters to the editor. He says, they're totally zebizet. Rav Chanan read the newspaper, he heard a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking in the newspaper. He got the message because he was living in Torah. He was living in the world of the Bereshit. The Bereshit was talking to him. Torah is the Bereshit talking to him. It wasn't Stam, a fascinating pursuit. It was the Bereshit was talking to me. Every word of Torah is the Baruch Hashem talking to us. Every word of the Gemara is the Baruch Hashem talking to us. It's not Ravina, it's not Ravashi, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. So in that world where Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking, so I can hear Kadosh Baruch Hu in the current events also. And from that vantage point, I say, Gval, Baruch Hashem, what message do you want from me? It's time to read it because it's curious to know what's going on, you know. I'm not a bit advocate of that. I'm not saying I don't have a Yetzer Hara also, but you know. I understand the Yetzer Hara. But Pasha, we're reading it, and we're not getting the message. We're ignoring it. I mean, the hear a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, the Gemara says that Tachas Yad Edo and Mo Tachas Yad Yishmol. We'd rather live under Edo than live under Yishmol. That's how bad Yishmael is. Now, you have to hear what that means. Look what Edom it was to us. Look at Germany. I mean, it's a mind-boggling statement that the Gemara. But the Gemara is telling you don't know what it is. You thought you saw the be-all, end-all of Tzoras for Klal Yisrael. This is just child's play. So what could be? I think it's the kufa. There's a lot of. I mentioned before. I see the transcendental hashkocha in the whole process of this. The president he's there for a reason. He's there for a reason. I remember to see the hashkocha of putting him in place. It's totally illogical that our president should be Mr. Obama. It's totally illogical. The amount of things that he did wrong, which any other president would have thrown out in their head, it's impossible he should be president. Because Baruch Hu wants him to be the president. Because of Klal Yisrael. Because he should be able to put into place a message for Klal Yisrael. And it's our job to hear that message and to do something about it. You understand what it means, the responsibility of Klal Yisrael. And during the famous Baylis trials, you know, so one of the issues which came up was, you know, they basically made it a trial about the attitude of Torah towards Dumas Arlam. And one of the questions that came up was, Atem Krim Adam, Lo Dumas Arlam Krim Yodam. So how can you write that? How can you say that only the Jews are called man? And that means, basically you're saying that the non-Jews are called animals. So that was the prosecution wanted to use that as a riot, that why Bayless felt comfortable killing this non-Jewish child, because it says in your Torah that the non-Jews are only animals. This is what the prosecution used, a quote from Chazal, for their point. So the defense lawyers presented this question. They presented the question to the Rav of Moscow, which that was their first point of, and they mentioned that the question went to Meir Shapiro. And Meir Shapiro said that it means something else. It says the nature of a man, it says Atem Krim Adam, singular. Klaisel is one goof. And I'll prove it to you. There's this one Jew in Russia who's having a problem, and the Jews all over the world, which are concerned about it. Now, probably, if you have a situation where you have an Italian guy caught somewhere in Vienna, not all the Italians all over the world, they're worried, oh, there's an Italian guy in Vienna, we've got to take care of. Who cares about an Italian guy in Vienna? It's not me, who cares? He's Italian, who cares, right? So he said, there's a Russian guy, a fellow got trouble, got in trouble in Brazil, is all of Russia going to get upset about it? There's not a Russian guy in Brazil, tough luck on him. Atem Krim Adam, we're all one. We're all one. We have all responsibility for each other. Right? So it's you can't say, you know, I'm okay. First of all, I don't believe that America is okay. I just don't believe that America is. I don't believe it. Like after everything which has happened in the last 2 years, you know, 2 or 3 years, I don't believe America is safe for the Jews. I really don't. I tell you, you know, Ramat Yo. Shlita one time said, it says, you know, you think it can't happen in a bar park, it could happen in bar park also. It says, one day it could be that you walk through the bar park and they'll say, once upon a time Jews lived here. So he said. He said it September 10th, 2001. I heard it, and it didn't register. Even after, you know, I have to tell you, after I see how the country is going the last few years, I have no problem believing it. That's the only thing, you know, the Jews are war. The Jews of America are warmongering, trying to make us go to war against their better interests. And the Jews are the problem in America. You think it's not going to be in the newspaper soon? That's where the government is going. That's giving the message to the country. Why not? So from that vantage point. So forget about the fact that we have to worry about the Jews in our society. If we worry about the Jews in our society, let's say you don't believe me. You can't believe that. Okay, I hear that. Cognitive dissonance. But Atem Krim Adam. And what about the Jews in Iran? No, there are Jews in Iran. Well, the Jews everywhere in the world. What about the Baruch Hashem's goal for the Bria? Where's it going? Eretz Yisrael needs a lot of Yeshua. I mean, forget about saving it from Iran. We need to save Eretz Yisrael from Medinat Yisrael. We have to save Eretz Yisrael. The matzah over there is mind-boggling. I mean, you know, now they just the latest mice. You know, I'm discussing whether the people are handling it right, people are handling it wrong. The smarter they are, everyone knows what to do, not to do. I have no idea. The whole thing is totally beyond my mind to understand. But they're imprisoning Yeshiva Bachrim for learning Torah. That's the matzah of an Eretz Yisrael. That's a scary matzah. It's a very scary matzah. Klal Yisrael needs the Yeshua Yeah, there are bochum which are not learning, you know, and I know, and all those things. I know that. But they're playing with fire. They're endangering the situation of Klal Yisrael. They're not endangering it. While they're saying we're going to defend, you're going to defend Israel. Netflix can talk. You're going to defend Israel. You know how to defend Israel. They're going to figure out how to deal with this political situation. They have the mental capacity to figure out how to deal with it. They don't have there's no way to figure out how to deal with this thing. They need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu for help when they're busy trampling on Torah mitzvahs. That they're busy whittling away every single element of Shemiras Torah mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael at the same time. Well, the matzav isn't scary. It's the scariest matzav you can think of. Now, Tem Krim Adam, we have that responsibility. So it's time to think about what our role is, what our job is, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us, and when he talks to us, he expects from us, he has expectations from us, that we're not doing enough, we could do more, we could change, we could grow, we could mature, we could be responsible, we could take... I'm talking to myself also. You hear the stories of people who lived through the war, like, you know, you realize like how they matured overnight. They came, you know, they grew up. They became like, they had to deal with situations which our minds can't understand what it means to deal with them. And some couldn't handle it, and some did, and we're in awe. You know, so I'm just pointing out that, you know, I don't know where we're going to be. We need to decide to make those decisions before they happen, that they shouldn't have to happen. Mashiach shouldn't force us to be in that situation. Chas v'shalom. That's it.